Track 42, Unit 13, Listening 2, Part 2, Sentence Completion.
Dogs, cats, chimps, monkeys, even frogs and fish, they've all been up into space at some time in the last 50 years or more. The first living creature in space, of course, was Laika the dog, who was launched aboard Sputnik 2 on November the 3rd, 1957, by the Soviet Union. Laika, unfortunately, died just a few hours into the flight, and the first animals to actually survive a space mission were two monkeys called Abel and Baker. That was in May 1959, when they were fired 300 miles into space from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The pair were weightless for 9 minutes and monitored for their heartbeat, muscular reaction, body temperature and breathing. They travelled at incredible speeds, up to 10,000 miles an hour, before coming down safely in the South Atlantic near Puerto Rico, 1,500 miles away. Not surprisingly, the use of animals for space research has been unpopular with animal welfare groups ever since it began. Back in 1957, for example, every day that Laika was in space, the National Canine Defence League in Britain asked all dog lovers to observe a 1 minute silence. Space scientists have been accused of being cruel to animals and strongly criticised for carrying out their experiments on defenceless creatures. In the meantime, many of the animals themselves have become celebrities. Laika's spaceflight attracted a huge amount of attention from the world's press, and the dog's image appeared on stamps in a number of countries, including Romania, Poland, and Albania. And in 2008, over 50 years after her historic flight, a monument was erected in honour of Laika in Moscow. It features a dog standing on the combination of a rocket and a human hand. Another animal to achieve celebrity status was Ham, a 3-year-old chimp who was sent into orbit in January 1961 to find out whether humans would be able to survive in space. Originally from Cameroon in Africa, Ham was bought by the United States Air Force and sent to New Mexico, where he was trained for the tasks he would carry out during his space flight. For unlike previous animal astronauts, Ham would be more than just a passive passenger. He was taught, for example, to pull a lever in response to a flashing light. If he did so within 5 seconds of seeing the light flash, he would receive a reward of food. The purpose was to see how well tasks could be performed in space. During the mission, Ham was weightless for over 6 minutes. His capsule suffered a drop in oxygen levels, but he was safe inside his spacesuit, and 16 minutes after launching from Cape Canaveral, he splashed down in the Atlantic with nothing more than a bruised nose. When the rescue helicopters eventually got to him, he was rewarded with an apple and half an orange. He had beaten the first man into space, the Russian Yuri Gagarin, by over 2 months. Afterwards, Ham retired to the US National Zoo in Washington, D.C., where he was well looked after and enjoyed a celebrity lifestyle. His picture appeared on the cover of Life magazine, and he even received fan mail, some of which he replied to by sending admirers his fingerprint. In 1980, a very overweight Ham moved to North Carolina Zoo, where he died 3 years later.